changes that it will bring for adult social care in a long time. The CARE Act does not only replace all Parliament acts or secondary legislation or guidance, but the new guidance that's given to services are that it strengthens or clarifies the requirement in relation to carers in particular, but also in relation to local authorities, for example, charging excessively. There's also a greater emphasis in relation to prevention, and that the prevention need should not just be seen as a one-off activity. It should be seen as something that's an ongoing thing that is being addressed at the earliest opportunity. So I think communities out there, but also the local authority, need to work much more closely together in order to identify needs, any needs, at the earliest opportunity, and to ensure that those needs are coordinated with the appropriate service provisions, and also that the information relative to both adults, but also as it relates to children, are shared. I feel that there is a need now, just not only from a multi-agency safeguarding point of view, where most of the partners are working in partnership in an integrated way. I think it needs to be better coordinated from the hub, which is where your risk analysis and also your coordination in any way happen. But more specifically, if I can give an example of GPs out in the community, I think they also have a great responsibility in relation to that identification of needs, or any other professional out there. They say safeguarding is everybody's responsibility. I think now, more so with the changes in the CARE Act, it brings the children and adult aspect even more closer together, and therefore the safeguarding will be in relation to both adults and children. Of course, the other grey area that I want to point out is that our 16 and 17-year-olds quite often coming into as a referral or a contact into a multi-agency safeguarding hub obviously have the ability to consent. They are deemed to have mental capacity, for example, if there are issues in relation to that. And at times, their parents with parental responsibility have given them permission to do whatever they are doing. However, if there's risk or need associated with that young person, it's still an issue that needs to be considered. And I think the CARE Act in particular, and also that the Children Act 89, for example, and your 2004 Act needs to be drawn closer together in order to make sure that those children are not falling through the gap, that there's no missed opportunities in relation to them, and that they are also receiving the services that they need at the right time.